It's Helping Hand, HPR1 stations every Friday, then at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week, Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. November is Epilepsy Awareness Month. Their annual conference is coming up tomorrow. Queens Conference Center, 8:30 to 3:15. It's free. Presentation topics include Epilepsy 101, current issues, inspiring stories, medical insurance, and public benefits. There's going to be a talk story panel, a discussion on medical cannabis and epilepsy, a chance to speak to some experts and ask questions yourself, but we're going to learn more. Naomi Manuel, Executive Director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Great to see you again, Naomi.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
Explain to folks what epilepsy is.
Epilepsy is a neurological condition in which a person has repeated seizures. A seizure is a sudden, brief disruption of electrical activity within the brain. Epilepsy is a general term for a range of seizure disorders. It's the fourth most common neurological condition. After migraine, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy is more prevalent than autism spectrum disorders, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and cerebral palsy combined. The numbers are pretty scary. 1 in 26 people will develop epilepsy at some point in their lifetime, and it's estimated that 15,000 individuals or people live with epilepsy here in Hawaii alone.
In terms of its arrival,
it can arrive at birth.
Wow.
It can arrive when you're 75 years old. The definition of epilepsy is that you have two or more unprovoked seizures in your lifetime. It's more prevalent in children under two, in adults or the elderly over 65.
Is it possible that a person could have seizures and they're just so mellow they don't even quite realize they have epilepsy?
Absolutely. So generalized tonic-clonic seizures, grand mal, or the convulsive seizures are thought to be the most common or the only type of seizure. However, there's several different types and they present themselves very differently than convulsing. It could look as pause in activity with a blank stare, brief lapse of awareness that usually lasts 1 to 10 seconds, something like that. Impaired awareness or inability to respond, blank, dazed stare, repetitive, purposeless movements, clumsy or disoriented, aimless walking, picking things up, lip smacking, chewing, tug movements, things that are just not normal to the behavior of that particular person. So it varies tremendously.
Is there a physical test of some kind that's going to be able to determine it, or is it really going to be a study of behavior?
There's EEGs. EEG tests that they can connect to your head, and they're going to measure brain activity.
It's going to be a physical diagnosis, too, when they diagnose it.
Yes.
Dialing in on the organization and how you guys deal with it.
The Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii leads the fight to overcome the challenges of living with epilepsy. We provide education, advocacy, and support for individuals and their caregivers. So it's not just the individual who has epilepsy, but it's their caregivers as well. We offer a variety of programs, including talk story support groups. Those are held every other month. Art therapy and education programs like epilepsy awareness and seizure first aid presentations and trainings.
How about referrals?
We give a variety of different types of referrals, non-medical as well. Say they need help or support in where to go to see a psychologist for service animals. So we have a variety of resources depending on their needs.
I was talking to Naomi before we went on the air, and some of the things that maybe people don't realize can come along with epilepsy, and they're pretty major challenges in someone's life. I'll give you one example that we were talking about. So somebody could have epilepsy, and you were talking about a person that you know and you've watched them progress with this epilepsy. And at this point in their life, they're having a major seizure every other day.
Yes.
This person can't drive a car because of that.
They can't drive a car.
You said something about you can't drive a car if you've had...
Yeah, you have to be seizure-free for 6 months to be given back your driver's license.
I guess what I'm illuminating is there are some pretty significant impacts that can come with this that maybe people don't think of. One being an enormous mobility impairment.
Right, the ability to drive, to get around, to hold a job.
So if that's happening every other day... And some people have it more frequently than that.
Some people do. But there's a variety of treatment options that do exist, whether it's just pills, brain surgery, there's implanted devices, there's certain diets, like a ketogenic diet, like a modified Atkins diet that is proven to reduce seizures. And not all people who have seizures can't drive. All people who have seizures can't work.
Because they're all different kinds of seizures.
Because they're all different. Their severity and their intensity are different. So it all depends on the individual. There's 15,000 people in Hawaii, 1 in 26. It's a lot of people. And they just have to live with the type of seizure that they have and forced to...
Find ways to accommodate it in their lives.
Exactly. Exactly.
This annual conference is coming up tomorrow, Queens Conference Center, absolutely free, 8:30 mm-hmm. to 3:15. And I mentioned some of the topics in introducing you. I imagine that that's some of what's going to be addressed at the conference, different treatment options.
Right. And this conference is made for patients, offering them a number of different resources in one location at one time. We are going to have Epilepsy 101 and up-to-date current issues. We're going to have inspiring stories, so individuals who are living well with their epilepsy.
And they'll share some tips and strategies.
Yep, and the goal is to empower those who live with seizures to live their life as normally as possible.
Medical professionals there?
On our medical cannabis panel, there's going to be Dr. Alan Stein. He's an epileptologist at Queens. He's going to give his perspective on medical cannabis in terms of epilepsy. On the panel will also be Wendy Gibson of Drug Forum Hawaii, as well as a parent, Shana Mesh, who's the mother of Hannah, who lives with epilepsy.
And so folks who have epilepsy or have a loved one who has the challenge of epilepsy, they'll have a chance to ask questions too?
Yes, there will be a lot of time to ask any questions that you may have.
All the other topics.
All the other topics as well. There's going to be an opportunity for discussion, question and answers. And that is the purpose of this conference, is to have that dialogue.
Right. So you can ask things that matter to you. You mentioned service animals.
Yes, there are service animals. So there's a seizure response dogs who are trained to respond to their owner having a seizure. There's also seizure alert dogs, and they can actually detect a seizure before the owner actually knows that it's occurring. But that's a bond made between the owner and the dog. That's not something that can be trained.
Wow, so that's not a given. You don't just end up with a service dog that has that. It has to be developed.
Yes.
On an individual basis.
Yes.
And the response technique, that's something that can be trained.
That is trained. These seizure response dogs are trained on how to aid and assist their owner when they're experiencing a seizure. And whatever seizure type that is as well.
Yeah, animals are powerful.
They're amazing.
They really are. Yeah. I mean, that's heavy. To receive services from the Epilepsy Foundation, any cost?
No.
The event tomorrow, no cost to attend?
No cost. It's free breakfast, free lunch. If you are a nurse or a social worker, we are offering free CEs and free CEUs, so continuing education credits and units.
Other ways that people can support your efforts, either through contributions to the organization, volunteering with you, maybe providing specific supplies or skills. I know there's the fun run coming up January 28th, but in terms of ways that people can support you?
There's a number of ways. We're always appreciative of volunteer work, any type of donation. It doesn't have to all be financial. However, I will say any financial donations made to the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii does stay in Hawaii.
What are other things you need donated?
Office supplies, things for our fun run, food.
What do you need for the fun run?
Snacks, water, drinks, t-shirts. It could be anything.
So if anyone wants to support you with any number of things, they could get in touch and say, could you use this help in this way?
Yes, we're open to that. Anything. We have two fun runs a year. The next one is coming up January 28th. It's called the Sharon's Ride Run Walk for Epilepsy. It's a 75K bike ride, a 5K and 10K professionally timed run, and then a 1 mile walk.
You can learn more at epilepsyhawaii.org, 808-528-3058. Email them, efh@epilepsyhawaii.org. They're on Facebook, Instagram, best of all, at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can get the radio feature, the full interview, all their contact information, and the same for all of our previous Helping Hand guests. You're covering the state with your organization.
Yes. We're centralized here, and part of our fundraising efforts is to actually support the neighbor islands, trying to get them as many resources as we can deploy, and our next step is to offer support groups.
Outside of Honolulu, if people are interested in trying to help you build your network, that's something I'm imagining you're extra especially interested in hearing.
Yes, we'd be very appreciative of that. And very open to any type of volunteer or openness to serve and support on the other islands.
The support groups, none of them on the other islands? That's all here?
All here.
A huge need to start up the support groups. What does it take to start one?
We would just need a venue, and we'd need a representative from the Epilepsy Foundation to be there, and we could do all the marketing.
It's Naomi Manuel, Executive Director, Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Tomorrow at the Queens Conference Center is their annual conference, 8:30 to 3:15. Absolutely free. I really appreciate what you guys do. I'm grateful that you come down and take time to talk about it here on Helping Hand. And I'm wishing you a whole lot of success tomorrow and just in general. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you for always having us. We really appreciate it.